Our aim is to see improvement in the quality of a person's life, learning of new skills, and access to valued activities and social relationships, in addition to a reduction in the interfering behavior. You should be providing services in a way that respects the person's quality of life. Remember that it is the person who defines what quality of life means to them. An assessment of quality of life indicators is based on the person's goals and needs within each domain of a meaningful life. The Department of Human Services has identified these domains as choice, community involvement, health, wellness, and safety, own place to live, important long-term relationships, control over supports, employment earnings, and stable income. This should include outcomes that can be measured and are important to the person, assess beneficial changes desired by the person, and enrich the person's life experiences. As you become more familiar with the positive supports rule, you may have noticed that it is less procedural than other regulations. This rule stresses the active role providers and the entire support team play to maximize opportunities for direct community involvement, close social relationships, and the promotion of physical and behavioral health. In an assessment of quality of life indicators, we need to have the person and their support team identify what is important to the person and how they want to measure quality of life indicators.